Here is Serena in Savannah, Georgia, who's listening on a podcast. Hi there, Serena. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yeah. What's your main question for us today?
My main question is, how can my husband and I help our adult son become more sensitive to other people's social and emotional needs?
How old is your son?
23.
And has he always been unable to track what's going on in the room or social cues?
He is diagnosed with ADD. So that could play a little bit into it.
It could. Has he ever been diagnosed as being on the spectrum at all?
No.
Okay. So I would say model it. We're going to send you a book called How We Love that will just kind of talk about love styles and attachment styles. I would model empathy with him and verbalize that that's what's happening. If he's not on the spectrum, his ADHD could make him a little aloof. But also, I'm curious as to what we mean when we say empathy. And so the best thing is for him to see that playing out and to have seen that playing out throughout his 23 years, where in empathy is where we join somebody in their experience. We use empathetic imagination to just imagine what it must feel like for that other person. But sometimes we're looking for someone to agree or collude with us, and that isn't empathy. And so I think How We Love can help all of you with how you all attach and how you communicate. And the comfort circle is a great tool for developing empathy in conversation. And so I think using that as a family could be really helpful. And you all practice it. You and your husband, be overt, be very obvious about your empathy, and so that he can see it in action.
Do you know there's a feeling pillow on Amazon, and it's a circle. It's got all these colors on it and all these feelings. And I would encourage you to go buy it and have it on your couch. Is he living with you?
No.
Okay.
Get him a feeling wheel. You can get the pillow cover. It's a little square.
Yeah.
You can get, you can print one out, but you guys need feelings, words around him and around you and your husband.
Yeah. Cause if we don't know feeling words, we're not going to know what we're feeling in order to offer that feeling for somebody else.
Yeah.